In Uvalde, Texas, near a makeshift memorial for 19 children and two teachers, a woman in clown clothes is trying to bring some joy. And she's doing it just months after her own family was hurt by gun violence. NPR's Laurel Wamsley reports.
A few yards from the memorial, under a canopy to block the blazing South Texas sun, there's a woman dressed as a clown.
Would you like snow cone, popcorn, cotton candy, or you want all three?
Oh my goodness. What do you want?
Oh, yummy.
Dietrich Dunbar is dressed as Bippy the Clown. That's her business back in Houston. She offers free treats to everyone who passes by, like Amy Nunez and her four-year-old grandson, Israel, from Austin.
I have six grandkids, and it got to me. And he's getting ready to go to school, so it's very emotional for me.
And for Dunbar, it's personal, too.
My daughter was a victim of gun violence in February.
She died?
No, she lived, thank God. Her son's father, girlfriend, shot her twice.
That experience, and she says, a calling from God, brought her to Uvalde this week.
When these type of things happen, the politicians come out, the news media, but nobody comes for the kids. And with such a tragedy, I just wanted to give them just one moment where they can come over and smile and be a kid again.
Dunbar also thinks of the parents. She knows the pain of waiting to learn a child's condition after they've been shot.
I remember sitting in that waiting room, just saying, God, please.
Dunbar had rushed to a New Orleans hospital, desperate to see her daughter, who's 34. She says once she was able to lay eyes on her, she wasn't happy, but she had some peace. Her daughter has since recovered. But Dunbar has been haunted by thoughts of the Uvalde parents, who waited for hours to be reunited with their children, only to find out they'd been killed.
Think about the mom who's sitting at home saying, I should have been there to protect her. That's how we feel as parents. But we're not the savior, and we can't save the world, but we feel like we should be able to save our children.
Dunbar wants something to change in this country. She says, station the National Guard outside every classroom, or report anyone who tries to buy hundreds of bullets.
I don't know. I just know that the answer is not to continue to do nothing.
She hands Israel a pink cloud of cotton candy, larger than his head. He selects a Frisbee to take home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dunbar's mission of joy has worked. Israel is beaming. Just another happy kid in a country that's struggling to keep him safe. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News, Uvalde.